Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy Collection Guide 2026, Finn vs. Fic vs. FCA Binder Order, Storage and a Finish Line. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. There is no single MTG Final Fantasy product that contains the complete crossover. Finn is the 309-card main set, Fic is the Commander family, and FCA is the 64-card Through the Ages bonus sheet. Pick one Finish Line before buying: a playable collection, a lore collection, one copy of every regular Finn card, or a multicode master archive. Start with the starter kit or play boosters if you want to play. Use singles for exact gaps. Reserve collector boosters for the experience of opening premium treatments. Magic: The Gathering X Final Fantasy is large enough to feel like a museum and complicated enough to make the gift shop look like the map. It is also a genuine landmark. Hasbro described it as Magic's highest-selling set by net revenue. That scale creates a wonderful collecting field, but it does not create one universal definition of complete. Puzzlewick's patient path crosses four pillars. Lore decides which worlds and characters belong together. Collecting separates Finn, Fic, and FCA before the binder gets expensive. Mechanical intelligence keeps playable cards visible instead of sealing every useful object behind glass. Accessories protect the collection only after its finish line is clear. Margot is your archivist, not an auctioneer. What does a complete MTG Final Fantasy collection mean? Choose one of four finish lines before buying another random pack. A playable collection is complete when it supports the decks and formats you actually use. A lore collection is complete when it tells the chosen games or character's story. A regular Finn set is complete at one copy of each main set card, numbered 1 to 309. A master archive can include Finn, Fic, FCA, and selected treatments, but it must name those treatment boundaries explicitly. The fourth version is not more authentic than the first, it is merely larger. A beloved Cloud and Sephiroth dual deck, a carefully sequenced Final Fantasy VI binder, or one commander deck with 10 meaningful changes can be a better collection than a room of unopened variants. Completion is a curatorial decision, not a volume knob. What are Finn, Fic, and FCA? Finn is the 309-card standard legal main set. It contains the central limited environment, ordinary main set versions, and many showcase treatments. Fic is the commander product family, including the four decks and new cards designed for them. FCA is the 64-card Through the Ages bonus sheet, where established Magic cards receive Final Fantasy art and identities. Wizards states that Fic and FCA are legal in Commander, Legacy, and Vintage. An FCA reprint is also legal wherever its underlying Magic card is already legal. For cataloging, never file only by character name. Record name, set code, collector number, language, and finish. Two cards can both show a beloved hero while belonging to different checklists and product lanes. Starter kit, play boosters or collector boosters. Choose the job. The starter kit is a teaching object, play boosters are play and discovery objects, and collector boosters are premium treatment objects. The starter kit gives two complete decks for a controlled duel. A play booster display supports draft, sealed, and broad Finn discovery. A collector booster display concentrates special treatments and opening spectacle, but it is an expensive and unreliable way to obtain one exact card. For a regular Finn set, open the product that creates the evening you want, then switch to singles for gaps. For a treatment collection, write the treatment list first and price exact cards against the cost of sealed variants. Collector boosters can be delightful, they simply should not be disguised as a filing system. Which of the four collection finish lines fits you? Playable: one starter kit or commander deck, the tokens it requires, and only the upgrades that solve repeated table problems. Lore: one world, game, character, party, or artist arranged in narrative order. Regular Finn: one non-foil copy of each card numbered 1 to 309. Master: a written Finn plus Fic plus FCA scope with named treatments and languages. A master archive should be modular. Keep regular number completions separate from treatments, commander cards, and bonus sheet cards. Otherwise, every premium release redefines the earlier pages, and the binder becomes an anxious accordion. Margot's favored compromise is a complete regular Finn run, one lore binder, and a small treatment folio containing only cards that pass a personal 5-question test. Is the Chocobo Lane a complete set shortcut? The Chocobo Bundle makes sense when chocobos are the declared collection. It is not a complete set machine, and it does not guarantee the rarest traveling chocobo treatments. Wizards documented a treatment ladder that includes accessible borderless copies, neon colors, a Japanese language black neon version, and 77 serialized golden copies, found only in English language collector boosters. That structure is unusually good for a themed cabinet because it allows an affordable page and a nearly impossible ceiling to coexist. Start with the cards and art you genuinely enjoy. Treat neon and serialized versions as museum loans you may admire without needing to own. A collectible should produce pleasure before it produces a spreadsheet. Build a lore first binder people can actually browse, organize the story before the rarity. Begin with a one-page title card naming the game, world or party. Follow with protagonist, allies, places, signature objects, antagonists, and a final page for personal favorites. Put set code, collect a number and finish in a small inventory record, rather than making the visual sequence obey the collector number. For a mixed Final Fantasy binder, divide by numbered game and give every division the same internal grammar. A visitor should be able to turn the pages and understand why the cards share a room. Keep expensive versions in a separate protection folio if their security or handling needs would make the narrative binder miserable to use. Sleeves and deck boxes. Protect the cards you still intend to touch. Use archival protection to preserve access, not to turn the collection into a mausoleum. Dragon Shield lists its standard sleeves at 63x88, 100 per box, using polypropylene. Clear mat works for double-faced and collectible cards when the deck's event rules permit transparent backs. For tournament play, use fully opaque sleeves when card backs. Wear or transform handling could reveal information. Ultimate Guard states that the transparent Boulder 100+ holds up to 100 double-sleeved or 120 single-sleeved standard cards. That makes it a practical home for a sleeved commander deck and tokens, but capacity depends on sleeve thickness. Never force the final cards into a box, because the number on the packaging won an argument with physics. Tropical storage. Humidity is the boss battle nobody sleeved for keep cards in a stable, conditioned room away from windows, exterior walls and the floor. Sleeves protect against handling. They do not create a climate system. Use a clean rigid box or binder, inspect for moisture and odor, and allow cold stored products to acclimate before opening them in warm, humid air. Silica gel can help inside a closed storage container, but it is maintenance, not magic. Use indicating packets, keep them away from children and pets, and replace or recharge them according to the maker's instructions. The practical rhythm is monthly inspection during humid seasons. Look for curling, sleeve clouding, odor, condensation, pests, and pressure points. A 5-minute archive walk is cheaper than heroic restoration. Margo's exact buying order 1. Write the finish line. 2. Buy the playable entrance. 3. Inventory before opening more. 4. Use singles for exact gaps. 5. Protect only the collection you have chosen. For 2 new players, begin with the starter kit. For a drafting group or broad fin exploration, use play boosters. For a premium treatment opening, use collector boosters knowingly. For a chocobo cabinet, use the chocobo bundle as the thematic entrance and exact singles for the page. After the first purchase, pause for 3 sessions or 1 complete inventory pass. Mark duplicates, cards actively used in decks, lore gaps and treatment wants separately. That pause is where a pile becomes a collection. The archive should feel like Final Fantasy, a party with named roles, not every person in town following you out of the inn. The table-ready protection kit by protection by job, not by logo. Use 1 opaque sleeve model across the complete playable deck and keep matching spares. Choose a compact rigid box when the deck rides in a crowded bag, a roomier bastion when double sleeves or commander bulk make the fit tight, and a soft magnetic case when table feel matters more than crush resistance. Add a playmat before regular store play. Put collectible cards that are not in active decks into a side-loading zip binder. Genuinely valuable singles deserve appropriate rigid protection as well. A binder is not a deck box, and a deck box is not luggage. Build the carry system only as large as the collection has earned. Final verdict. The best MTG Final Fantasy collection is the one whose last page you can describe before the first purchase. Separate fin, FIC and FCA. Choose playable lore regular fin or a written master scope. open sealed product only when the opening creates an evening, and use exact singles plus sane storage to finish the archive. The crossover is historic. Your collection does not have to contain all of history to be complete. Frequently asked questions: how many cards are in the main MTG Final Fantasy set? Wizards identifies Finn as a 309-card main set. Treatments, Commander cards, and Through the Ages cards sit outside a simple Finn 1-309 regular set checklist. What do Finn, Fic, and FCA mean? Finn is the main standard set, Fic is the Commander product family, and FCA is the 64-card Through the Ages bonus sheet. Does one collector booster box complete the set? Number, it provides a random premium opening experience and can include several product lanes, but it cannot guarantee exact set or treatment completion. Should I buy play or collector boosters to complete Finn? Buy play boosters when draft, sealed, or broad discovery is part of the goal. After opening, exact singles are the more controlled way to fill a checklist. Buy collector boosters for premium treatments and the opening experience. What is the easiest MTG Final Fantasy collection to complete? A playable starter kit collection or a tightly defined lore collection is easiest. A regular Finn 1-309 set is the cleanest large checklist. Are Fic cards standard legal? Fic is a Commander product family and is legal in Commander, Legacy and Vintage, not automatically standard. Always check the current format legality of an individual card. Are FCA cards legal outside Commander? Wizard says FCA cards are legal in Commander, Legacy and Vintage, and individual reprints are legal in other formats wherever the underlying Magic card is already legal. How should I organize a lore binder? Use a repeatable narrative order: protagonist, party, places, objects, antagonists, and personal epilogue. Record collector data separately so the story does not have to obey card numbers. Do sleeves prevent humidity damage? Sleeves protect against handling and surface wear, but they do not control room humidity. Use stable indoor storage, a closed container, and routine inspection. Is MTG Final Fantasy a good investment? Puzzlewick does not treat sealed products or cards as guaranteed investments. Buy for play, art, story, and a collection thesis you would still value if prices fall. What should I buy first? Buy the starter kit for a two-player beginning, play boosters when limited play matters, or one Commander deck for Commander. Define the collection before buying premium sealed products.